Kids, up to this point in the story, we had found doppelgangers. Eerie but awesome lookalikes for four of the five members of our little group. There was lesbian Robin, mustache Marshall, stripper Lily, and Mexican wrestler me. Yes, mine was the coolest. And so we were all eager to find the fifth doppelganger, Barney's. Turned out it was more important to some of us than others.
We agree there's no sense in having a baby until we've seen all five doppelgangers, right?
Of course.
Stands to reason.
Okay, so when we finally see Barney's doppelganger, that's the universe telling us it's go time. And that's when we'll start trying. Deal?
Deal.
And then one day, a few weeks later...
Baby, were you serious about the whole fifth doppelganger thing? I mean, having a baby is a pretty big thing to leave up to the universe.
Yeah, I know it's crazy. It's just so much easier to let the universe decide.
Why do you ask?
Boom! Universe!
Oh, my God! Wait, hold on. That could easily be Barney pulling some scam to meet chicks.
I'm one step ahead of you.
Go for Barney.
Barney, hey, it's Marshall. So, you are at work. You're not, I don't know, driving a cab, wearing a wig.
Yes, I'm at work. That's the sound of my stapler. That's the sound of my three-hole punch. And this is the sound of me filing my corporate guidelines on sexual harassment. What is up? Gotta go, Big Chief.
Barney's at work. That was the fifth doppelganger.
Marshall Erickson? Put a baby in my belly.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
I can't wait to tell the gang. This is one of those moments you dream about. Guys, Lily and I are having unprotected sex. Oh, I just got the chills.
We're not going to say anything.
What? Why?
Marshall, if we tell them, we're basically inviting them into the most private, intimate moment of our lives.
Marshall and Lily kissing in bed.
You guys banging? Keep going, I'm not even here. But just for the record, having a baby, huge mistake. Now show me what you got. Uncle Teddy's here!
Quick question, how are you guys gonna handle the whole Santa thing? I'm thinking, just be honest.
Oh, hell, I'll dress up.
This just in is what Marshall Erickson is about to say to his wife as he attempts to impregnate her. Chopper 12 is live on the scene with Baby Watch 2010.
The TV chopper's searchlight sweeps across them.
Okay, fine. I won't tell anybody about the baby thing.
Hey, guys.
Guys.
Hey. We saw the fifth doppelganger.
Whoa. That is awesome.
Ooh, freaky, a brunette Barney.
I know. Say what you will about the guy, but Barney seems right as a blonde.
Well, that's true. Not every dude can pull off that blonde look.
I don't know about that.
What?
Oh, that summer I was lifeguarding at the Chagrin Falls Country Club. I was lathering a little lemon juice into the old mop, playing with some natural highlights. Let's just say there were a few senior citizens who pretended to drown on my watch. And sadly, one who did. Anyway, I'd look good blonde.
Okay, people, we're in a delicate but very, very promising situation here.
If we play the next 30 seconds right, Ted will dye his hair blonde.
Guys, this is mean. We can't... Whoop, just butchered it. How do we do this?
What are we all thinking about? Nachos?
Ted Mosby responds to one thing above all else.
I don't know. I'm still kind of full from lunch.
A bunch of people emphatically telling him not to do something. Follow my lead.
Ah, screw it. I could eat.
Yes, we'd all like some nachos.
I love you, buddy, but there is absolutely no way that you could pull off blonde.
Yeah, it just wouldn't look right.
Yeah, seriously, Ted, don't go blonde.
I'm going blonde!
No
that is
way.
Not the outcome we were hoping for.
Now, kids, Robin and Don were becoming such a great team, both off and on the air, that local Channel 12 started asking them to guest host some of their other top-notch programs.
Like me and Lulu, I'm rocking and learning with you, Lulu.
So, that's why Monty and I vow never to do drugs, because drugs are bad. Right, Monty?
Well, sure, man-made chemical stuff, but things that grow in nature, they're okay to try, like, once or twice.
Not looking for gray areas here, Monty.
I don't think it's right to lie to the kids, Moo Moo.
So,
experimented with drugs.
Fun fact, highest rated Monty and Moo Moo episode ever.
What was that for?
Before I met you, I'd given up on everything. Relationships, career, pants. But you made me want to try again. I love you for that.
Marshall sees doppelganger Barney.
Hi. Hey, hi. Sorry, you don't know me, but I just wanted to say thank you. You're actually a very important person in my life.
Important? More like legendary. Marshall, it's me, Barney.
Oddly enough, this would rank as only the second biggest surprise of the day.
Wow, this is just very sudden. Sure, I can get you an answer by tomorrow. Okay, thanks. Ted, something big has just happened, and you're the most sensible person I know. I need to talk to you right now. You know what? It can wait.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, well, the executive producer from WNKW happened to see our show the other morning and loved me. They offered me the lead anchor job starting next week.
Wow, that's great.
It is great, but here's the catch. WNKW is in...
Helen, kill the dryer!
In Chicago.
But you were the fifth doppelganger. How can you be you? I called you, Barney. We had a whole conversation.
Ah, yes, I know what happened. See, people at work have this very strange expectation that I, well, work. I know. So to make my colleagues think I'm busting my hump when I'm really out humping busty chicks, I decided to record a special message.
What is up? Gotta go, Big Chief.
How can it be a recording? You called me Big Chief, my special workplace nickname.
Oh, buddy. Hey, come on, Big Chief.
Don't. Just don't.
Why does this have to happen now? I mean, just when things are going so great with Dawn. It's a never-ending battle of my life. Career versus romance.
Never-ending battle. Career's been trouncing romance for years. It's like the Globetrotters versus the Generals. Career's sinking hook shots from half court. Romance is just a bunch of slow white guys who couldn't make it in the Italian League.
Ted, I'm lost. What should I do?
Okay, you seriously need to talk to Don about this.
I'm just too confused to put this on Don. I need to leave him out of it until I figure out what I want.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I can't give you better advice on this. The truth is, it's impossible for me to be objective about you moving away.
Hmm. Did you get a manicure?
No, I didn't get a manicure.
He sure did.
Flo.
Why are you brunette and driving a cab?
Oh, that. You know how it's my dream to have sex with at least one woman from every country on the planet?
Sure.
Barney pulls down a map.
Wow. You're doing surprisingly well in the Baltics.
So I figure, what's the quickest way to get around the world in 180 lays? Lease a cab and wait outside the UN building for hot foreign chicks. It was the perfect plan. There was only one small detail I didn't take into account.
Chicks don't want to bang cab
chicks
drivers.
Chicks do not want to bang cab drivers. But I put a lot of work into this one.
I can't believe this. Now I gotta tell Lily the fifth doppelganger is a fake.
So, what does she care?
Lily decided that once we spotted your doppelganger, we'd start trying to have kids.
Kids? No! The rule is no kids until you're at least 45. Do you ever read my blog? It's gotten a lot better.
I'm ready to be a dad, you know? But Lily needs some sign from the universe. And now it could be years.
I'm sorry, buddy. That'll be $37.50.
So that night, Marshall went home to break the bad news to Lily.
The universe has spoken. Marshall Erickson, let's make a baby.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Ted's now blonde.
Hang on. I heard you were doing this, so I worked on some stuff. I'm planning a white wedding. Tell me, Billy Idol, is it a nice day for that? Some other Billy Idol ones. If anyone's looking for the real Slim Shady, he's right here. That one's only okay. Robin, why aren't you getting in on this?
Okay, first of all, I'm getting tons of compliments. Second of all, tell him.
He's not getting tons of compliments.
No, the other thing.
Oh. I might move to Chicago next week.
Mom, hey, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Not for nothing or nothing, but we'd still be doing this even if we hadn't seen Doppelganger Barney, right?
Oh, but we did see him, which means the universe in all its infinite wisdom is telling you to stick me and stick me real good.
I can't. I can't in good conscience stick you.
I know what's bothering you.
Really?
The cabbie just didn't look enough like Barney.
Well, that's just not true.
No, time out. This is a group decision. You can't just move to Chicago unless we all say it's okay.
Barney, I think this has to be Robin.
Stay out of this, Brigitte Nielsen or Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV. We need Marshall and Lily.
That cabbie was like a foot shorter than Barney.
He was the exact same size.
And you know what? I think he was Asian. Yeah, that guy was like a tiny, graying Asian man with a soul patch and a pop belt.
Have you completely forgotten what Barney looks like?
You guys banging?
Ah! Why are you in our bedroom? Ah! Ah! Why are you in our bedroom?
No! Ah!
Why is Ellen DeGeneres in our bedroom?
Hey, this is working.
Wait a minute. Candles, flowers. Oh, I guess Marshall forgot to tell you. The fifth doppelganger was me.
What? Wait, and you knew about this? You lied to me?
By omission. And it's only because this whole leave it to the universe thing of yours is insane, Lily.
Baby, you knew.
We need to be in control of our own.
Guys,
thing.
Guys, we're forgetting what's really important here. Ted's blonde.
Guys, I am pulling this off. Yeah. Now, Robin has something important to tell you.
He's not pulling it off.
No, the other thing.
He got a manicure.
The other thing.
I got a job offer in Chicago.
Whoa.
That's why we all came down here. To try and talk Robin out of making a
I've already made a decision. Guys, I gotta take it.
Can't believe we're losing Robin.
Guys, this might be the depression talking, but is Ted's hair starting to look kind of good?
Thank God. I thought I was the only one.
He looks like a freaking movie star.
Oh, and by the way, this was a huge mistake. I'm changing my hair back.
This is not at all awesome.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I just got off the phone with Chicago. Yes, I have made a decision.
Robin's distracted by a framed photo of her and Don with their puppets.
I appreciate the offer, but I can't take the job. Thanks. I'm staying.
Hey, Lily. Tell me something. You saw actual Barney driving that cab, and you thought it was a petite, pot-bellied Asian man.
I know, weird, right?
It's not weird. It means you're not ready. I'm sorry that I tried to rush things. Our baby can wait for the real doppelganger, Barney.
They share a kiss, then Marshall's face falls. Across the street is a red-headed, juggling doppelganger, Barney.
Hello, Mama. Monty Magic and Crust Boots, not just the red you like. You okay?
Robin, you're not going to believe this. I got offered the lead anchor job at WNKW in Chicago.
Oh. What'd you say?
I said yes. I've been waiting years for a shot like this. So you understand.
To busker Barney.
Barney?
I am simple street performer from Estonia. Who is this Barney?
Oh, he's just this guy we know who has like a really lame blog.
I hear it's getting better. I mean, well, what is blog?
It's just something that was cool like 8 years ago.
Still cool. Still sounds pretty cool, man.
What's your name?
Christoph.
Christoph what?
Christoph Doppelganger.
Really?
Yep.
You're gonna go with the last name.
Doppelganger.
That's my name, man.
Bro.
Robin, wait, please try to understand.
Gotta get out of here.
Put yourself in my shoes. You can imagine what it's like to have the phone ring and it's your dream job on the other end?
Yes, I can. Good luck in Chicago, Don. Barney, why are you doing this?
Wait a minute. Could it be that Barney Stinson actually wants us to have kids?
Who is this Barney? Take American chill pill.
Well, let me tell you about him. He talks a big game about how no one should ever have kids before they're at least 45.
I would be interested in reading some of these opinions in blog form.
But I think I know what happened. Yesterday, Barney thought he had to say goodbye to someone he truly loves. And it got him thinking, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing if a baby joined our little group.
Babies can be cute.
And someday, he's gonna make the best uncle in the world. Because this Barney, he's family to us.
She kisses Busker Barney on the cheek, and Marshall puts down some cash for him. Then he and Lily head off.
Excuse me. I heard you're from Estonia. So am I.
Excuse me, one month.
Barney checks his map.
Estonia would close out the Baltics.
And I am street performer, like you.
The blonde woman takes his sword, throws back her head, then swallows the blade whole. When she pulls it out again, Barney keels over in shock.
Hey.
Say yes to this.
Okay.
Can I move back in?
Yes.
Ted, am I just the biggest idiot in the world?
Look, think about all of us 5 years ago when we first met you. Marshall and Lily were just boyfriend and girlfriend. Now they're married and thinking about kids. And Barney was never gonna commit to anyone, ever. And last year, he fell in love. And me, I was chasing some girl I was convinced was the one. Now she's one of my closest friends. And you? 5 years ago, you never would have chosen love over your career, but today, you did.
It looks like I'm getting dumber.
No, just more courageous. Look, we've all been searching for the five doppelgangers, right? Mm-hmm. But eventually, over time, we all become our own doppelgangers. You know, these completely different people who just happen to look like us. 5 years ago, Robin, that girl, she was pretty great. But doppelganger Robin, she's amazing.
As they sit close together on the sofa, holding each other's gaze, they drift closer for a kiss.
We've got a lot to drink.
Okay.
She pulls off his baseball cap.
I forgot. I'm blonde. I have blonde hair.
And that's the story of how dyeing my hair blonde kept us from doing something we both would have regretted that night. Kids, the universe is funny.
4 months later, Lily sees Barney working on a street pretzel cart.
Oh my God. Yes, you're here.
Maybe simmer. Your husband's right here. At least attempt to hide it.
Guys, follow me.
She drags everyone outside.
Guys, look! The fifth doppelganger!
He looks nothing like Barney.
Lily.
That dude looks nothing.
Guys, go with it.
Kids, you can ask the universe for signs all you want.
It's uncanny.
Right? Just like Barney.
Amazing.
It's like looking in the mirror.
But ultimately, we only see what we want to see when we're ready to see it.
So, does this mean?
Marshall Erickson, put a baby in my belly. Oh,
Marshall and Lily stand kissing on the street, with their friends on one side and the petzl guy on the other.